I didn't want you to find out like this. Well, being honest, I didn't want you to find out full stop. But part of me knew. Part of me knew that you would. How could you not? Because I'm not normal. Not anymore. There's something wrong. Something broken. But I never wanted you to find out. It just seems so unfair. I never wanted this. Of course I didn't. I doubt there's anyone in the world who wanted to become a zombie. The zombie apocalypse. It's all so very ridiculous. Until it happened. And no one was ready for it. Not really. No matter how they boasted about their plans. Their in-depth preparations. It didn't matter. When you're faced with that, everything just falls apart. There's panic and fear and that's overwhelming. People fall apart. Countries fall apart. Everything is a mess. I remember the fear. This overwhelming fear. Then it happened. I got bitten. I thought I was safe. I thought that I had done what I was meant to. I was secure, I was safe, I was locked away. I was an idiot. It didn't hurt. I thought it would, but it didn't. I don't know if it was a panic or whether there's some painkiller in the bite. It came on quickly. And I know I never told you that. Always glossed over it, but it came on quickly. The slide, the descent, the hunger. That's all it was, hunger. I felt like I was starving. You know, some of the cured say that they don't remember anything. But they're lying. Because a hunger like that, you don't forget. You can't forget. A hunger like that changes you. I've never been starving. I've never felt hunger. Not really. I had no concept. No idea. I wish that I still didn't. It was like endless agony. Like having my flesh being eaten by acid all the time, and it was never, ever peaceful. Loud, like banshees wailing. Every sense overwhelmed, every sense of self just erased by the hunger. And it didn't stop. Didn't stop until I did what zombies do. And it felt good. It felt so good. The peace, the completion, it just felt like heaven. But no one ever says that. No one is ever honest. Three years of agony and ecstasy. Three years of eating human flesh. But it wasn't me, of course. Because that wasn't me. That's the first thing that they say in group. That it wasn't us. Not really. All the bad things. That wasn't us. That was a different person. And that person's dead. The cure erased them. The cure. The worst thing that ever fucking happened to me. Oh, I do mean that, I do. I wish they had just killed me. But no, they cured me. They brought me back. And then it was just hell. Hell groups and counseling and oh, so much understanding. So much deception. Lies. Denial. It was pitiful. Counseling. Help groups. Just rooms of people lying to themselves. Vying to make themselves feel better. Just hours of endless denial. And then I came home. And it was just more lies. I would lie to you. You would lie to me. And that was my life. Lies. You know, that kind of hunger never actually goes away. The nightmares. I'm being honest. They weren't nightmares. Oh, they were the complete opposite of a nightmare. They were satiation. Completion, they were. That moment. The moment of being satisfied. Of everything falling quiet, of just feeling satisfaction. I can't remember how human flesh actually tastes. Because that wasn't important. People ask, you know. And we say it tastes like chicken. Because everything tastes like chicken. But the feeling it gave me, the completion. Oh, I miss it. I miss it so much. Feel hungry all of the time. This gnawing hunger that's driving me insane. It's just... You know, I thought about becoming infected again, but I can't. Because once they cure you, you're immune. I tried. I went to the restricted zone. But they weren't interested in me. They just walked right past me. And being honest, I don't think it would work. I don't think human flesh would quiet the hunger. Because I'm not a zombie anymore. I'm human. This is all in my head. This is just in my head. But the hunger, it's real. I'm starving all the time, but it's not hunger. It's an ache. I'm so empty. It's like I left something behind. When they brought me back, I lost something, and there's just this need and this want. I want you to know that I tried. I tried to fill the hole. I tried to fill it with love, because I do love you. I love you. I do. I loved you before I was a zombie. I loved you when I came back. But if anything, that made it worse. It made the edges more distinct. I tried to fill it with drugs and drink. And you were so patient with me. And then one night, I wandered where I shouldn't have. I was drunk, I was angry, I was starving. I don't know how the fight started. But I know how it ended. It ended with blood on my hands. Suddenly everything was quiet again. Suddenly I was complete. Looking down at the body. I felt satisfied. Felt wonderful. And then I started lying to myself, and I said that I felt bad, that it didn't satisfy me. And I ran. And I came home. And I stopped drinking. I stopped taking drugs. And I wrapped myself in that deception, that denial. I went to group. And I said the right things. But the hunger, it got louder. The hole became sharp. And I knew what I had to do. And suddenly everything was easier. I could be me. There wasn't anything missing. I could be who I had always been before everything that happened. All I had to do was kill. No, I never. I didn't. It wasn't about flesh. It wasn't. I wasn't hungry for. I just needed to kill. And I did. But soon, it took more to satisfy. My appetite was growing and I had to kill more and more, and here we are. Here we are. And now you know. It's actually a relief, to be honest. To not lie. Because I didn't lie. Not about loving you. I do love you. And I'm going to miss you so much. Oh, don't waste your time. Don't bother. I do have to kill you. I do have to. Because I'm hungry, starving. And as much as I love you, so loud, so loud, and I need. I love you. And I want you to know. I held out for as long as I could. But darling, I'm just so hungry. And it's so loud. Deafening. Agony. And killing you. I'll be ecstasy. Quiet. It will be satisfaction.